Come on in, friends. Come on in and tell me what's new and good with you. My name is Krishanda Torres, your friendly health and wealth coach, and this is Couch Convos with Chris. If this is your first time tuning into this podcast, I help African-American women over 40 get rid of sugar and debt because, as Lee Guzel Graham, one of my favorite poets, said, every woman who heals herself heals her children's children. It may have run into the family, but here's where you get to say it ran into the family until it ran into me. And I'm a firm believer of that. March is National Nutrition Month, in addition to spring cleaning, including your body month. But before we get into today's titillating topic, we must dispense with the formalities of the medical disclaimer. The statements you hear on this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Any products you hear mentioned are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Krishanda Torres is not a physician, and the relationship between Krishanda and her clients is not of prescriber and patient, but as health coach and client. It is fully the client's choice whether or not to take advantage of the information that Krishanda presents. OT&E Inc. and Krishanda Torres cannot guarantee any specific outcome, and your individual results may vary. Before beginning or adding any named supplement or modality that you hear mentioned on this podcast, please consult with a functional medicine or naturopathic doctor. Now that that's over, friends, let's jump into our titillating topic on today and this month, dietary theory. As I mentioned before, I studied over 100 dietary theories as part of my health coach training program at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, where I received my certification, the number one nutrition school in these United States. So we're doing a deep dive this month of the top 25 diets. Today's titillating diet is the Candida diet. That word is definitely familiar to you if you've ever attended any of my master classes as a gut health coach, because I'm all about getting the gut right and keeping the butt tight, right? So let's talk about the Candida diet, shall we? You're probably like, okay, Krishanda, what is that again? Yes, I know. Let's start at the beginning. So Candida is a fungus or yeast, if you recall, friends, that inhabits the gut flora in the mouth and intestine of every single human. To take you back to the masterclass, The Dangers of Candida, that I did last month as part of Love Your Gut Month, we talked about the fact that everybody is born with a little bit of Candida. They get it when they pass through their mother's vaginal canal when they're birthed. They get that in their system, and it's everybody has it because, to be morbid, just like I told you before, the intention of that little bit of Candida, that yeast, is to help your body decompose when you die. However, Candida albicans, the official name of it, becomes a concern when overgrowth occurs. Now, the overgrowth occurs as a result of stress because, as I mentioned before, we are a chronically stressed nation due to too many antibiotics, too many prescriptions like steroids, birth control, excess sugar, and refined carbohydrate consumption. It feeds the Candida, is what we say. Ideally, Candida is properly regulated by good bacteria in your gut. When you are putting that good gut bacteria, those good high quality, high bioavailable probiotics into your system, then you're helping to regulate and balance the good bacteria. But when you do things like take a round of antibiotics, even if it's just for 1 week, now the antibiotics, unfortunately, can't tell the difference between the good or bad bacteria. So they kill it all, which gives Candida the opportunity to grow, which is why it can take you sometimes up to a year of taking a course of probiotics to replace the gut bacteria that was killed by those antibiotics. We actually call it, in the health and wellness world, it's like dropping napalm on your gut. And because of that, as Candida multiplies, right? Let's say you had a strep throat and you had to get a round of antibiotics, and you took them, and your functional medicine or naturopathic doctor prescribed you to also take probiotics as soon as you finish your antibiotics, because with that specialty, they understand all of the implications of both antibiotics and probiotics, okay? So you're taking that now, and you've been taking it for the last year, right? But because of what happened with your gut with the antibiotics, the Candida multiplies, okay? It produces toxic byproducts that compromise your immune system and may actually cause damage to your body's tissues and organs. And so because of that, again, giving you this hypothetical situation, now you may see symptoms or experience symptoms such as fatigue, depression, brain fog, which we call mom's brain, yeast infections, and abdominal pains. this is a hypothetical example of what it would look like as a result of not having good gut bacteria and an overgrowth of candida. Now, how do you combat that? Well, the candida diet was created by virtue of its name to help remove excess candida, to help you manage that yeast production, and to help restore your body's immune system. There are three stages in the candida diet: the cleansing stage, the strict diet stage, and reintroducing food stage. So the initial cleansing stage, it restricts, of course, sugar and yeast heavily. And the second stage, the strict diet phase, includes a bit more variety, but you still eliminate things. You eliminate things like fruit, added sugar, most starchy vegetables, and dare I say it, you eliminate caffeine. Only for a brief period, folks, but you have to, if this is the diet you choose to embrace, you have to go through the process to see if it is a candida overgrowth in conjunction with working with your naturopathic or functional medicine doctor. Now, at the third stage, the reintroducing food stage, you slowly introduce a wide range of foods, right? Such as, and you take notes. Of course, you're using a food journal. So you're taking note of any foods as you're reintroducing them that irritate and avoid those foods indefinitely. The final stage is the flexible long-term eating plan, which you come up with in conjunction with your health coach and your functional medicine or naturopathic doctor based on the individual findings you were tracking as you were doing this diet and reporting back to your collaborative medical team. As you know, I am a firm believer in a medical collaborative team with you as the board of directors, you as the chief board member, as the advocate for your own health, because nobody knows your body better than you and nobody lives in your body except for you. In addition to that, you have on your team your functional medicine or naturopathic doctor, your health coach, your nutritionist, and your dietitian as you see fit. And so together, you're discussing what you've tried for yourself and your body under their supervision, and you're coming up with your individual plan to keep candida at bay, in your body. As you gather those findings, you see what you learn about yourself and food tolerances during your first two stages, which allows you again to create that sustainable long-term plan that excludes those foods. And some common excluded foods once you go through this diet are usually gluten, dairy, corn, and soy. Now, we've talked about the overall candida diet. Let's talk about some foods you should be including if you choose to embrace this dietary lifestyle. And remember the four R's. You can receive the information you're getting today. You can reason with the information you're receiving today. You can completely reject everything I'm saying. That's entirely up to you, but I highly encourage you to research it for yourself. And as always, I will provide you a plethora of resources, to check into the candida diet. Okay. So foods to include if you choose to experiment with the candida diet: organic unprocessed meat, eggs and fish, vegetables, gluten-free grains, cultured yogurt, nuts and seeds, herbs, spices and healthy oils, water and herbal tea. Foods to avoid: pork and any processed or cured meats. Avoid fish except for salmon and sardines. Avoid fruit, yes, fresh, dried, canned, and fruit juice while you're doing this diet. Avoid legumes and all soy products. Avoid dairy products such as milk, cheese, and cream. Avoid grains and gluten, including corn and corn products. Avoid mushrooms and truffles. Avoid nuts such as cashews, peanuts, and pistachios. And you want to avoid those oils: peanut oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil, canola oil, and soy oil. Avocado oil is okay. Coconut oil is okay because of the multi-chain triglycerides. You, of course, want to avoid sugar and artificial sweeteners. You want to avoid coffee, soda, alcohol, black tea, and green tea, and any additives, preservatives, vinegars, condiments, and refined products while you're doing this diet. Because again, as you're experimenting with the candida diet, you're taking notes of any intolerances that you have that may be contributing to your candida overgrowth. And so it's almost like an elimination diet to see what is causing it and what you can do better to prevent it from being fed, but still feed yourself healthy foods. Now, what is the good things about this diet, Krishanda? You told me all this stuff to avoid. What are the pros of the candida diet? Well, friends, it's a natural alternative to fight candida. So it helps you avoid those expensive candida medications. It allows you to experiment with a wide range of whole unprocessed foods, and it honors your bio-individuality. It's not a one-size-fits-all diet for everybody with candida, okay? The cons: this is not a quick fix. You know, my thought process and my belief is health is a journey, not a destination. And, you know, if you're looking for your new stomach to show up in 2 days like Amazon Prime, I'm probably not the coach for you. And this is probably not the diet for you to try, because the Candida diet does take time and dedication. Symptoms may reappear with the reintroduction of foods, and it may be hard for some individuals, because they may have developed an addiction, like with sugar, to avoid foods they love but are actually sensitive to it. And that is the Candida diet overview. So that's the foods to include, foods to avoid, pros and cons. But I don't want to leave you empty-handed, friends. As always, I like to provide a plethora of resources for you. So first, I'd like to share something that one of my favorite functional medicine gurus, Dr. Josh Axe, you should be familiar with him. He wrote that book, Ancient Remedies. Yeah, he has an actual Candida cleanse, and he offers two methods for doing it that will help your body get rid of excess Candida by flushing out your digestive tract. So I'll share that with you now. So option one is a liquid only cleanse, guys. What you do is you make a vegetable broth from some organic onions, garlic, celery, kale, a little sea salt and water. And then for 1 to 2 days, you drink only the broth and lots of water throughout the day. And this can be repeated every few weeks or as a jump start for this second option I'm going to give you. Option number two is over a period of 3 to 5 days, you eliminate sugars, fruits, starches, and alcohol from your diet, and you will be eating mostly steamed vegetables during this 5-day period and be drinking plenty of water. And you avoid starchy vegetables, which may contribute to your sugar levels and, in fact, feed the candida, like carrots, because they're sweet, radishes, beets, sweet potatoes, and white potatoes. Now, that's not for forever. That's just while you're trying to determine what your issue is, again, in conjunction and under the supervision of your naturopathic or functional medicine doctor and health coach, and or if this is the dietary plan you choose, right? However, during that 5-day period that you're experimenting with this diet, you're also adding in bitter greens that are topped with coconut oil or apple cider vinegar. Now, that is a helpful cleanse, a Candida-specific cleanse that's recommended by Dr. Josh Axe. But again, before you begin that, before you begin this Candida diet, you will definitely need to be in communication with your naturopathic or functional medicine doctor and your specific health coach, okay? Let's talk about some books and some resources again, because I always want you to research. Don't just take my word for it, because I am a health and wealth coach. I challenge you to research what I'm telling you, because I promise you, friends, that I've looked it up, I've researched it, I've studied it before I've given it to you, but I also want you to do the same, okay? So you can, and all of these links will be posted in the podcast for today. You can listen to the replay that I did on the Dangers of Candida Masterclass. I did that on the Clubhouse, which is an audio-only platform, back last month for Love Your Gut Month. So you can definitely check that out and listen to first knowing what the dangers of Candida are. And then, you know, you can go to thecandidadiet.com to learn more about the Candida diet. You can go to BetterHealthUSA, all one word.com, to see what people are saying about Candida testing if you're interested in that. There's also a website that I'll drop into the links in the box for today about how you can do a simple home Candida test. And of course, you can check out the YouTube video of Dr. Whiting, on systemic Candida and yeast infections. I also have some book recommendations for you. You can check out the book by Jane Remington. It's a fabulous book I started reading back in 2022 called Recaging the Beast. It's the disease behind the disease, the yeast fungal connection, which talks all about Candida albicans or Candida as you know it, yeast overgrowth. And then The Microbiome Solution, which is a radical new way to heal your body from the inside out, by Dr. Robin Chitkan. So if this podcast added value or resonated with you, friends, if this information is at all helpful, I invite you to join me again for the rest of the month as we continue the top 25 diet deep dives. And I also invite you to do one of the following, okay? Visit my website at www.krishandatorres.com. Krishanda Torres, all one word. You can join my focus group at the website. You can go to krishandatorres.com, click on the tab, label groups, and pick the group you'd like to join. Or you can check out our exciting events. see what masterclasses we're having. I'm having one this month, March the 20th at 9 p.m. on the Clubhouse platform on the power of plants. You don't want to miss it. You can find out about all the other ones for the rest of the year. The calendar is labeled and scheduled so you can see it. It's viewable for the rest of the year at Krishanda Torres, all one word, .iin, health coaching, all one word, .co. And friends, I just wish that you have a great and productive week. If you need anything from me, again, you know how to reach me by going to the website. So until next time, friends, cheers to your health.